The hurricane siren has been screaming for an hour, thin and relentless, echoing off concrete. The air coming through the vents tastes like salt and diesel. At the loading dock, brown water swirls around pallets and keeps climbing the steps.
Your emergency request for evacuation buses just came back denied. Roads are impassable. No one is coming before the storm surge hits. Protocol is blunt. Lock the 200 people in the ground floor wing in their cells, pull your officers up to the roof and ride it out. But the forecast is worse than this building was built for. The surge is predicted at 12 feet. The ground floor ceiling is 10. Raphael, your chief of security, fills your doorway, soaked through, radio clenched in both hands. The speaker crackles with shouted counts, slammed doors, the rising panic. If we open those cells so they can climb to the upper tiers, we lose control, Raphael says. They outnumber us 10-1. If we keep them locked down, they drown. Water creeps under your office door, cold around your boots. In minutes, keyways will jam and locks will be useless. Whatever you decide has to happen while your officers can still move, and while the ground floor is still reachable. You have seconds to give an order that could save staff, save inmates, or endanger the community outside. What do you command?